2 days before the United Nations again takes up the Iraq debate, Secretary of State Colin Powell has issued another harsh critique of Saddam Hussein's regime. Citing new intelligence, Powell accused Iraq of continuing to hide weapons of mass destruction, even as it appears to be cooperating with UN inspectors. Powell spoke as General Tommy Franks wrapped up a series of war planning meetings at the White House and Pentagon, where he said U.S. forces are ready to invade Iraq should President Bush order them to do so. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Speaking to a Washington think tank, Secretary Powell accused Saddam Hussein of again playing a double game. Public concessions, he said, do not amount to cooperation. Powell urged world leaders not to be fooled by this week's destruction of Al-Samud missiles.
From recent intelligence, we know that the Iraqi regime intends to declare and destroy only a portion of its banned Al-Samud inventory, and that it has, in fact, ordered the continued production of the missiles that you see being destroyed.
Citing a variety of secret, but he said reliable sources, Powell said in late January, Iraqi officials had transported chemical and biological weapons away from Baghdad to near the Syrian and Turkish borders.
In early February, fearing that Unmovic had precise intelligence about storage locations, the Iraqis were moving prohibited materials every 12 to 24 hours. And in mid-February, concerned about the surveillance capabilities of the U-2 overflights that they finally were going to permit, Iraq was transferring banned materials in old vehicles and placing them in poorer working-class neighborhoods outside the capital.
Powell also cited intercepted phone conversations. One Iraqi official, he said, told a colleague that it would be disastrous to allow the UN to interview Iraqi scientists outside the country. If Iraq were serious about disarming, Powell said, Baghdad would order its scientists to step forward and tell all. Powell's speech comes as the Bush administration contemplates the possibility of war without UN Security Council approval. General Tommy Franks has spent 2 days briefing President Bush and his advisors. It could be his last visit before returning to Central Command's makeshift headquarters in the Persian Gulf to direct an invasion. Franks made clear that with 300,000 American troops either poised in the Gulf or on their way, U.S. forces are ready.
If the President of the United States decides to undertake action, we are in a position to provide a military option.
Pentagon officials went at lengths today to describe how carefully they plan to avoid civilian casualties. General Franks said troops would employ a number of non-lethal tactics, including what he called offensive electronics. But he warned that Saddam Hussein's practice of staging tanks and troops in civilian areas could lead to innocent deaths.
One should not ever put a stake in the ground and say there will be more or less casualties, either friendly or enemy, because while we can reduce the variables, we also recognize that a very ruthless regime that sits in Baghdad will make his own decisions about where to position the lives of his own people.
At the same time, the opening onslaught of any U.S. campaign could be severe. Air and ground assaults would come simultaneously, and far more missiles would be precision-guided. Pentagon officials say the aim of the strategy would be to shock and awe Iraq into surrender. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.